Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Well, that was a delicious pizza, everyone. And it looks like there's just one slice left, so if nobody minds, I think I'm just going to take it.
Actually, Peter, I'm pretty hungry, so I was hoping maybe I could take the last slice of pizza.
Well, Lee, you know, given that a lot of my identity is wrapped up in food, it sort of seems like maybe I should be the one to get the last slice of pizza. You know what I mean?
Are you saying that I don't deserve to have the last slice of pizza?
No. I'm saying the last slice of pizza is, always has been, and always will be mine.
All right, that's it. Let's settle this.
Okay, how do you want to settle it? Push-up contest? Catwalk fashion show? You name it.
Please say catwalk fashion show.
Oh, I think you know what kind of contest we should have.
You don't mean...
Uh-huh.
Air drum competition.
Well, that's my cue. Gentlemen, start your air drum sticks.
Smitty?
That's right. I heard the word contest, and being who I am stepping in now to humbly offer my services as a referee in the air drum competition.
Smitty, how come you only ever pop up when there's some sort of contest on the ship?
What are you talking about? I've always been here. I was here when we went to the game show planet, when that hot air balloon racer dropped onto the ship. Oh, when that walrus food critic raided the restaurant we opened on the ship.
I don't remember you being there. Prove it.
Okay, Peter, you're on.
Wait, can we still have that air drum competition? I really want that slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is weird.
And then I was like, hey, let's write a story about this.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs. See, I knew you were going to say that because you always say that, and I hear it every time because I am always here.
Smitty, come on. I feel like I definitely would have remembered if you were here for everything.
Before we get into it, how about we do a story first?
All right.
And here to introduce it are the authors.
Hi, I'm Mason.
And I'm Stanley.
I'm Dan.
I'm Dex.
We're from Arizona.
This is our story, Chicken on a Motorcycle.
Look,
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's definitely a bird!
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Yes, that's definitely a chicken.
Yeah, he's riding a motorcycle?
Clock, clock!
Boy, I really misread that one.
He's a chicken on a motorcycle, chicken on a motorcycle, chicken on a motorcycle, yeah, yeah! He's on a motorcycle, yeah!
Welcome back to the continuing adventures of Chicken on a motorcycle! Today's episode, Where Eagles Drive.
Hello, hello, yes, members of the press. I'm here to address the recent crime spree that our fair city has suffered at the hands of those evil cars and their evil friends, the evil eagles. Now, I assure you that there is nothing to worry about. We have our finest superhero on the case, Chicken on a Motorcycle. I'll take some questions. Yes, yes, Harold.
Is it true that Chicken with a Motorcycle came to Earth from outer space?
And is it also true that he now speaks all languages?
And did he not come from two regular chicken parents? But he wanted to be more than just a chicken, so one day he stole a pizza man's motorized scooter and turned himself into the superhero that we now all know and love?
Yes, yes, and yes, of course. We all know his backstory. Why did you even ask? Frankly, those were wasted questions. Anyway, is there anything else?
Mr. Mayor, how is Chicken on a Motorcycle going to handle all this car and eagle crime?
Ah, yes, thank you. A much more relevant question. As for those evil cars...
Did someone say evil cars?
Ah, it's the evil cars! No.
That's right! And we're here to kidnap the mayor!
Oh, oh, oh no! Who will save us?
I will!
Look! It's...
A chicken on a motorcycle!
Chicken on a motorcycle!
Chicken on a motorcycle! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
He's on a motorcycle! Yeah! Bacaw! That's right! And I'm here to put an end to your evil four-wheeled ways! I'm taking all you cars to the impound!
I've got a better idea. How about we chase you?
Oh no! I didn't see that one coming. All right, motorcycle, let's drive away!
After him, boys!
No! Chicken on a motorcycle! Don't leave us!
Get back here, you chicken! You can't outdrive us!
Watch me! Come on, motorcycle! We gotta lose these evil cars! To the desert! Motorcycle, watch out for those camels! Whoa, that was close! Did we lose them?
You'll have to try harder than that to lose us!
Quick, motorcycle, to the jungle! Motorcycle, watch out for those monkeys! Whoa, that was close! Did we lose them?
Still here!
Aw, man! Let's try the ocean! Motorcycle, watch out for those krill! Wow, that was close! There's no way those cars could still be...
Right behind you?
Oh, come on! Let's try one more place they'll never think to look. The suburbs. Looks like we finally lost them.
Oh, did you?
Evil cars! My worst enemies!
We've got you cornered now, chicken on a motorcycle.
What are you gonna do?
Let's show 'em, boys!
Eagle! Eagle! Eagle!
Oh no! It's my real worst enemy! An eagle!
That's right! It's me!
An evil eagle!
Evil cars!
Evil eagle!
We're evil cars!
Evil eagle!
Evil cars! Evil cars!
And now all hope is surely gone! Get 'em, cars!
Oh no, motorcycle! All hope is lost! Who will save us?
Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Jerry, no! It is clearly a bird again!
Oh, right, sorry. That's a duck!
Yes! And he's playing a trumpet!
That's right. I'm a duck, and I've got a trumpet.
Ooh! Wow.
Duck with a trumpet! My true only best friend and the only other little or non-flying bird, not in the Arctic, that normal people know about.
It doesn't matter! There's nothing that this duck can do to stop me and the evil cars!
Eagle! I think you're forgetting the one thing that makes cars blow up!
What? What makes cars blow up?
Why, jazz, of course.
quack, quack, quack. Jazz! Jazz! Jazz!
Those cars blow up when they hit jazz.
Oh, no! All that jazz blew up my cars! That's it! I don't need a gang of evil cars to defeat a chicken and a duck! I'm an eagle! And nothing can stop me!
Oh, yeah? What about more jazz?
Chicken! Where'd you get that saxophone?
I found it. A clock, clock, clock.
More jazz!
More jazz!
More jazz!
That evil eagle hates the jazz.
Ah, too much jazz! I'm out of here! I'll get you next time! Chicken on a motorcycle!
We did it!
You certainly did, chicken on a motorcycle.
Mr. Mayor!
And you too, duck with a trumpet.
Don't thank me. Thank jazz.
Oh, I think we can all agree that that was too much jazz.
Wow, that really was too much jazz.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the authors.
Hi, Mason and Stanford.
Hello. Hello.
You collaborated on the story Chicken on a Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Who had the first idea for like Chicken on a Motorcycle?
I was playing soccer on drifters, which is kind of like a three-wheeled vehicle that drifts really well. And then the ball got stuck up under my drifter. And I'm like, hey, that looks like an egg. I'm a chicken. And then
I was on my scooter and I'm like, I'm on a motorcycle.
And so then I put them together and I'm like, you're a chicken on a motorcycle.
Wow, you guys really came up with it together.
And then I started chanting, a chicken on a motorcycle, a chicken on a motorcycle.
And then I was like, hey, let's write a story about this.
One of my favorite details is when they meet the duck who plays jazz.
Yes, I love that part.
Do you guys like jazz?
Yeah.
I don't know what jazz is.
It's kind of like smooth, played on trumpets and saxophones, like...
Sometimes there's a drum that goes like...
Yeah.
It's pretty good. You should check it out, Stanford.
Okay.
Tell me about the backstory of this chicken. Like, where did they come from? How did they get to Earth and learn how to speak so many languages?
Because of his motorcycle.
Oh, that's the answer to all those questions I asked?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he came from two chicken parents.
Yeah, I guess we've solved the age-old question. Have you guys heard what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes. The answer is the motorcycle.
Wow. Are you guys philosophers?
Yes. Intense philosophers.
What does philosopher mean?
It's like someone who, like, studies life.
Yes. You guys seem like you're a whole barrel of laughs.
Yeah!
Mason and Stanford, it's been so fun to talk to you about your story.
So fun to talk to you!
Yeah! Thanks for coming.
Bye, guys!
Bye!
Oh, wow, that story was
amazing.
So great.
I can't believe I never heard such
amazing.
A story like so.
I mean, I love that story.
I'm telling you, I've always been here, and I can prove it.
How are you going to prove that you've been around for every adventure we've ever had?
Yeah, how could you possibly prove that, Smitty?
Simple. The ship keeps recordings of everything that's ever happened on or near the ship. Watch. Smart ship. Play a clip from when we all lost Lufa on that bath planet.
All right, everyone. Should we have our loofah information session now?
Sure. Or we could have a pool party.
Well, I do love pool parties, but we have to do the meeting later.
Deal. Rachel, beam us down to there.
Great idea.
Woohoo!
Yaha! I love the pool.
Watch me do a handstand!
I admit this is pretty fun. Watch me do a flip.
Wow!
Hey, look, even Lufa's having fun in the water.
Lufa?
Yeah, look, she's splashing around in that little tide pool.
Yeah, yeah, and look at me, Smitty, also splashing around in the water. Woo-hoo! Oh, this is so much fun. I love hanging out with all you guys. Heads up, here comes a cannonball.
Huh, weird. I guess you were there with us after all.
Okay, so you were there when we went to the bath planet, but that was like not that long ago. You definitely weren't around from before we got into space.
Ah, contraire. Smart ship, play a recording from that time we all admitted our deepest, darkest secrets at our secret party.
Okay, I'll go first. My secret is that I love to pogo stick.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa, Megan, that's actually really surprising. I always think of you as being so focused on your acting career that you don't have time for, you know, fun stuff. Well, when you love your work, it doesn't feel like work.
Exactly. That's why I spent so many years eating snacks for money.
No, Peter, that's not...
Huh? Never mind.
Okay, my turn.
Ooh, this is so exciting. My biggest, deepest, darkest secret is that... And that's why I love Kiefer so much.
Wait, what did you say? I only heard the last part.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Okay, I'll try again. My secret that I've never told a single soul is that sometimes... And they told me that my blood was magic, and that's why I love Kiefer so much.
Okay, well, thanks to those birds, that was worse. Let's just move on to someone else.
Okay, it's my turn. Everyone already knows so much about me. Smitty, it's hard to think that I have any secrets at all, but what I've never told any of you story pirates is that I, Smitty, am always... That's why it always feels like I'm not around, even though I am.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess you were there for that too. Huh.
Okay. I guess you were here in space with us, and you were there when we were in the sky. But were you around for any of the moments when we were sailing around the sea and or marooned on that island?
Peter, I am so glad you asked. Smart ship, play a recording from that time we all got superpowers.
Is anyone starting to feel a little weird?
I feel okay. I mean, I did spill a bunch of weird ingredients and chemicals all over everyone in the lab, but...
I feel a bit tingly, like my skin is tingly all over.
Me too! Like my senses feel heightened. Same. Whoa. You guys?
I think we all have superpowers now.
Yep, same, me too.
Wait, hold on. I think I can sense what my superpower is. I think it's... Super smell!
Oh, like you can smell everything around you really well.
Okay, look, there is ham in my pocket, but it's not a big deal.
No. It's like I can smell however I want. Ready? I'm thinking about cinnamon rolls.
Whoa, is someone making cinnamon rolls?
No, that's me, it's my smell!
Wow!
Okay, I'm pretty sure my superpower is that I can sing like a pop star.
Whoa!
Hey, Rachel, do it again.
Okay, here I go. I can sing like an amazing pop star.
Whoa!
Whoa, okay. My power is the power of intuition, and I am intuiting that now I'm a better actor.
How's that even possible?
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
Incredible.
Bravo. Oh.
I know, yes. That was Portia from The Merchant of Venice.
Do another.
And that's when I knew what I was once and for all. I was a wizard of Waverly Place.
Amazing.
Wow. And that's from Godot.
Wow. Hey, check it out, guys. It's me, Smitty, and I think I got superpowers too. Something that makes me even more Smitty-like than regular old Smitty. I have the power to disappear. Watch. Now you see me.
Okay, well, in fairness, Smitty, that time you actually disappeared, and we didn't see you again for like a really long time after that.
Point taken.
Well,
That settles that then. Smitty has always been here for every moment.
Huh, guess so.
Now that that's over with, wasn't there something else we were supposed to be doing?
Oh yeah!
Air drum competition!
Yeah, woo!
We'll be right back.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
All right, everybody gather round.
It's just us here.
For the main event, in this corner, competing for the prize of the last slice of pizza, everyone give it up for Lee!
Yeah, go Lee!
Peter, why are you cheering for me? I'm your competition.
Well, again, there's no one else here, so I, you know, just sort of felt right.
And in this corner, also competing for the last slice of pizza, it's Peter!
Woo! All right, go Peter!
Oh, hey, yeah, I guess you're right.
Now, gentlemen, you each have 1 minute to do your very best air drum impossible. Lee, you're up first.
All right. Here goes nothing.
Boots and cuts and boots cuts and boots and cuts and doodly 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 doodly.
Wow!
All right, everyone, give it up one more time for Lee.
Wow, Lee, that was great.
All right, now for our other competitor, please welcome to the stage, Peter.
All right, my turn. Here we go. Drums, 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 pretending to play drums. Cymbals,
Symbols. Symbols. Now it's time for a triangle solo. Ding 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 ding. Bongo, one single hit. Boom. Now the gong. Thank you, Outer Space. Good night.
Whoa, Peter. Yeah.
Wow, great job, Peter.
Thanks. I really gave it my all out there.
All right, we will now go to our judges.
Smitty, aren't you the judge?
Oh, right. The winner is Peter.
What? All right, yes.
Oh, well.
Pizza.
Woohoo, boy. All that judging sure has made me hungry.
Oh, do you want the last slice of pizza?
Oh, why, thank you.
Peter, we just did a whole contest to win that slice of pizza. You're okay just giving it away?
Yeah. I find that rock and roll really makes me lose my appetite. That's just me, though.
Okay, whatever. Let's just do another story.
Yeah!
Great! Okay, listeners, this next story is about two beautiful things coming together. That's right, I'm talking baked goods and gymnastics. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Addie. I'm 10 years old. I live in Colorado, and this is my story, The Donut Gymnast.
All right, donuts, welcome to Donut Gymnastics. It's time for roll call, or as I like to call it, a donut call. Because we aren't rolls after all. We're donut holes. Anyways, glazed?
Here.
Chocolate?
Here.
Sprinkle twins?
Here.
And last but not least, we have a new student, Jellybee Donuts.
Here. But you can call me Jelly for short.
Oh, yes, will do. And class, I know that Jelly looks a little bit different, but that's because she is a donut and not a donut hole. But that's okay. Even though she is drastically different from all of the rest of us in many, many ways. Welcome, Jelly!
Thanks. I'm so excited. I took this class to get out of my donut element and learn some classic donut hole skills, but I'm a little nervous. After all, you're all donut holes and I'm not.
Oh, there's no need to be nervous. We're just gonna start with the easiest thing in the world. We're going to do a forward roll.
A forward roll?
That's right. But if it were up to me, I'd call it a forward donut. Okay, now, I'm a little behind on today's class prep, so why don't you all practice rolls together, and if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna be in my office trying to refold that parachute. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I'm so nervous. I've never done a forward roll because I'm not a donut hole. How could I possibly get better? Think, think, think. Oh, I know what I'll do. Maybe I'll ask one of the other students for help. Oh, look, it's the Sprinkle Twins. Maybe they can help.
Sprinkle, 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 sprinkles!
Hey, Sprinkle Twins. My name is Jellybee Donut, but you can call me Jelly.
We know who yous is.
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering if you could teach me how to roll?
Teach you how to roll? You want us to teach you how to roll?
Yeah.
Well, of course we'll help. We love to. Rolling is one of the easiest things in the world. Ready? Watch.
First you stand up real tall.
Then you curl yourself into a little ball.
We've got power, we've got passion. We're donut holes.
And that's how you do the donut roll. Yeah.
Now you give it a shot.
Okay, let me try. First you stand up real tall, then you curl yourself into a little ball. You can do a forward roll, and you will do it like a jelly donut!
Oh no, those lyrics were unbelievably wrong! Hey, Jelly, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Jelly, you didn't roll. What happened?
I don't know. Man, I wish I was a donut hole. You guys can roll real easily.
Hey, it's okay. You'll figure it out. Maybe you could ask the coach. They taught us how to roll.
That's a great idea. Thanks, guys. By the way, what are your names? I never caught them.
My name's Duncan.
Tim.
Oh, well, goodbye, guys. To the coach's office. Here I am at the coach's office. Oh, coach. Oh, sorry, coach. I scared you like crazy.
Oh,
It's okay. Plus, if anything, you scared me like glazy. Because we're donuts. Anyways, what's going on?
Oh, I can't do a forward roll.
Oh, well, that's okay. Lots of things are hard on the first try. I couldn't roll on my first time.
Really?
Well, yes. But I worked on it, and I trained, and I trained, and I got better. And I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. The easiest way to learn how to forward roll is your imagination.
But shouldn't I practice?
No, just use your imagination.
Okay.
Anyway, I gotta get going. I gotta donate tonight. That's a date for donuts. Donate! You get it? Well, they're not all gonna be perfect. Goodbye!
Okay, I guess I'll try and figure it out at home. To home! Here I am at home. Now, to prepare for tomorrow's class, I guess I'll do what Coach said and use my imagination. Huh. Okay, here I am in my imagination. Now it's time to practice. Good thing my imagination has a full band. Boys, hit it!
1, 2, 3, 4!
First you stand up real tall, then you curl yourself into a little ball. You are not a donut hole. That doesn't mean you can't do a donut roll.
Here I go. Whoa! I did a roll! But this is only in my imagination. Now I need to do it in real life. And I'll do it tomorrow at gymnastics class. To tomorrow!
All right, donuts, welcome to gym class. And it's time for... You know what? I'm sorry. My head's not in it today. My donate didn't go well last night. She was nice, but she's gluten-free, and what can I say? I'm not. Anyways. Glazed.
Here.
Chocolate.
Here.
Sprinkle twins.
Here.
And jelly.
Here. And I'm ready to do a roll.
Ooh, I love the confidence, Jelly. Why don't you lead us off?
Okay, Jelly. You've been training in your mind for this. You can do it in real life. All right, I'm ready.
First you stand up real tall, then you curl yourself into a little ball. You can do a forward roll, and you will do it like a jelly donut!
Oh no! Jelly, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh man, I can't believe I messed up again! I'll never be able to roll.
That's where you're wrong.
Wait, it's me from my imagination?
Don't forget about us, the band!
Band? Take 5. I've got it from here.
Righto, will do.
Imagination, Jelly. I couldn't do the roll.
Jelly, you can do the roll. Remember your training. How did you do the roll earlier?
By imagining. Exactly. You've got this. All you have to do is imagine and believe. Okay. Thanks, Imagination, Jelly. You've given me the confidence I need.
Imagine that.
Hey, how about the band and I play something inspiring for you?
First I was lost, but now I'm found. Time to pick myself up off the ground. Time to imagine like a grown-up and roll just like a jelly donut.
Here I go. I did it!
Jelly, that was incredible! You did it! And... you didn't roll like a donut hole. You rolled like a jelly donut!
Hooray!
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Sprinkle Twins. I couldn't have done it without you.
Of course! And since you nailed that, I think you're ready for level 2. The splits.
Did somebody say splits? Hello, I'm a banana.
Splits? Oh, I donut want to do those.
Oh, boy, that joke was bad.
I liked it.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Addie, this is Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
So you wrote The Donut Gymnast, huh?
Yeah.
And how did you come up with that?
Well, I like baking and I like gymnastics, so I kind of just combined them.
What kind of things do you bake?
Cakes. A lot of cookies, some bread.
Oh, wow. Have you ever baked donuts before?
No, but I want to.
What kind of donuts would you like to make?
Chocolate.
Yeah. Maybe with a glaze. Maybe with some sprinkles.
That sounds so So good.
And you like gymnastics. Do you do gymnastics?
Yes. I'm competitive in it.
Do you have an event that you specialize in?
I would say vault or floor. Vault is so you have to run towards this table thing and then kind of like flip over it. And then floor is you have like a routine that you do and you have music that goes with it.
Can you do like flips in the air?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What's your favorite thing about doing competitive gymnastics?
How kind of hard it is. Like, I love a challenge. It's just a good challenge for me.
And what's challenging about it?
So like, let's say for beam, I'm trying to stay on the beam. Because you're like 4 feet off the ground on this 4-inch beam, and you're doing skills on it.
That's like a physical challenge, right?
Yeah.
Are there mental or emotional challenges that come with gymnastics as well?
Yes. You kind of have to be scared to do things. But like, I realized my coaches wouldn't make me do anything that they know I couldn't do.
In your story, the donuts coach tells her to imagine what it would be like to do a forward roll.
Yeah, so like before we do our routines, our coach will tell us to like imagine it, how you're going to do it and what you want to do.
Our minds are so powerful. If you can see it, sometimes you really can help you do it.
Yeah.
Can you think of something that you've done in gymnastics that you thought was impossible until you were able to do it?
A back walk over on beam.
Oh my gosh.
You're going backwards on the beam and you have to like push on the beam and you're like upside down and then you step on the beam and you have to like keep your body straight or you're just going to fall off.
The first time you did that, how did you feel?
When I completed it, I was like very proud of myself. But before I did it, I was so scared and like I didn't think I could do it.
And what's the next thing that you're working up to?
On floor, it's a round off back handspring back tuck.
What is that?
You're going sideways and then you go backwards and then you rebound and flip in the air.
Oh my gosh. Do you do everything on mats?
Like before I get like doing it on floor, yes. And with a coach spotting me.
What does it mean to spot somebody?
You're kind of like helping them through what they're doing.
Always good to start with a spotter. And if you're baking, it's probably good to have a spotter too.
Yeah.
At least someone who can taste the baked goods afterwards and make sure they taste good.
Yeah, probably.
That's usually my role.
Yeah.
Addie, thank you so much for talking to me today. I love your story and thank you for telling me about your journey with gymnastics.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and a big thanks to today's authors, Mason, Stanford, and Addie. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character who travels back in time to the past, only to discover that the past is way different than they realized. Tell us who your character is, what they're going back in time to look for, and how what they find is more different than they ever imagined. As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cavallon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Josh Nasser, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Rachel Winitsky. This episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Hannah Corrigan, Langston Darby, Chris Ferry, Katie Hammond, Nick Canellis, Caroline Lux, Jasmine Malavay, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alan Pierre, Caroline Reedy, Haley Sherwood, Blaze Vaca, Rachel Winitsky, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zambrano. Additional production on The Donut Gymnast by Jack Mitchell, and additional production on Chicken on a Motorcycle by Eric Gerson. Jazz TNT from Chicken on a Motorcycle was written by Jack Mitchell and Brendan O'Grady and produced by Brendan O'Grady.
Okay, Lee, just like Addie said, all you have to do is imagine yourself doing the gymnastics routine, and then you'll be able to do it in real life. Okay, so first, let's imagine it. Okay. Okay, I'm in my imagination, and here I go. All right. Here we go. Perfect landing. Oh, they love me. They love me. Oh my gosh. The judges are about to give their scores. It's four perfect gems. Oh, I'm incredible. I'm incredible at gymnastics. Okay, now that I've imagined it, time to do gymnastics in real life. Here I go. I'm okay.